In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Dear faithful, a new year is before us. A new year given to us by our Heavenly Father for time of sanctification, so that we can work with generosity to sanctify our lives. It is customary at the beginning of the year to say to each other our best and warmest wishes. This is delightful. What could be the best wish? Because, as you know, people who passed away last year were also told Happy New Year. So the best wish is very simple. May my, your last word on earth be Jesus. May my and your first word in eternity be Jesus. That is a real good wish for a wonderful year. Jesus, my last word here. Jesus, my first word in eternity. And since today we celebrate the Feast of the Holy Family, we are challenged to look at Him, Jesus our Lord, the center of the Holy Family, Jesus, Mary, and Joseph. And our eyes turn toward the Christmas nativity scene, the crèche. During this time of year, we tend to sentimentalize the Holy Family, and they become figures of plaster or paper, not enough flesh, blood, and souls. But we forget that they were not very different from us. They were holy, and they were also very human. The Holy Family is also a human reality. The story of the Holy Family is a story of a life not always turning out the way you expected. It is the story of a young mother conceiving a child before she lived in the same home with her husband. It is the story of an anxious husband confronting the possibility of a public scandal. It is the story of a family forced to become exiled in the land that once held their ancestors as slaves. As we see in today's gospel, it is a story of a missing child and days of anxious searching by his parents. But there is even more. 21 years later came his violent death. One, his mother watched with helplessness and unimaginable sorrow. The Holy Family is holy. The Holy Family is also human. We need those reminders, especially nowadays. The church calendar shows us that the Christmas season is one of light, but also of shadow. The 3 days of Mary and Joseph searching Jesus in Jerusalem refer to the 3 days Jesus will stay in the sepulchre. It is a foretaste. The day after Christmas, we have celebrated the feast of the first martyr, Saint Stephen. Then, a couple days later, we marked the feast of the Holy Innocent, the children massacred by Herod the king. The joy of Christ's birth is suddenly tempered by tragic reminders of what the incarnation of the Son of God cost. And the Holy Family shared in that. We saw that vividly just after Christmas. In the stable, the Mother Mary looks down at a life beginning. At the foot of the cross, she will look up at a life ending. It is just a few steps from the wood of the manger to the wood of the cross. In so many ways, the two singular events are inseparable. One led inevitably to the other. Joy and sorrow are almost side by side, linked by sacrifice, by faith, and by love. In the history of our salvation, and in the history, in the story of the Holy Family, this is obvious. It's a mix of joy and sorrow, like in a rosary, and also like in a new year. And we prepare our souls for that, so that we can be more identified to Christ. The juxtaposition of those two images in this church, the nativity scene and the crucifix on the altar, serves as a powerful lesson for this feast day. The Holy Family, we realize that when we speak of the Holy Family, we speak of a family that struggled and suffered like so many other families. But this family also knew profound hope. They trusted completely in God. They call all of us to that kind of faith. And they are with us in our time. They stand beside all who worry, all who struggle, who search, who pray. The Holy Family stands beside parents anxious about their children. They walk with people separated from those they love. They comfort the scorned and offer compassion to any mother or father grieving over a child. The Holy Family shares our burdens, but they also uplift us by their example. Jesus, Mary, and Joseph were never alone. They endured altogether through the grace of God. They prayed, they hoped, they trusted in God's will. We might ask ourselves where we can find that kind of peace and purpose in our own families, in our own lives. One answer is in St. Paul's beautiful letter to the Colossians this morning. Of course, St. Paul was not writing about romantic love. This epistle is about how to form a community and a life of faith. Put on compassion, St. Paul tells us, kindness, lowliness, meekness, patience, forgiveness, and love. What a program for a new year. When we think those virtues are hard or even impossible, when we find ourselves overwhelmed, we need to remember where we look today and remember to look toward the crèche. There is our model for living, Jesus, Mary, and Joseph. And since we are in times that are difficult, maybe we don't know, everything is in God's hands, maybe a year of liturgical persecution, Mary, Jesus, and Joseph tells us, have faith. You don't know what will be tomorrow, but you know that you are in God's hands. And therefore, we need to see them completely, totally, in full, remembering their permanent closeness of the cross. That was their life, and it's ours too. Yet, through all their hardships, in a time of anxiety and difficulty, persecution and tragedy, a time very much like our own, they showed us how to be people of faith, people of forgiveness, people of hope. They show us, in other words, how to be holy. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.